Bazar Shem Mizbochi begin Perek Shisha, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Mikvaos, and laws of the gathered purifying waters in the Sefer Book of Purity. We continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the Mayim Shuvim, and specifically the types of vessels that are considered that make it into Mayim Shuvim, and regarding mikvahs that are near each other. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding these vessels that are drawing. Kol HaKelim HaMakablim, all vessels that are receptacles, Shehocha Mayim Aleim, that the water goes on them, Oishu Nafl Mitoichem, or the gear says Litoichem, that the water falls into them, that makes them into drawn waters. Now they can invalidate a mikvah. But who she also the Kabbalah? This is if these vessels were made for receiving. Even if the vessels that don't contract tuma could go in kli avonim, kli adoma, like earth vessels or stoneware, they're going to invalidate as a kli kibul of mayim shuvim. Halacha beis kol kli shloi nasa lekabala. Now any vessel that was not made for receiving, ava bishu mekabel, even if it's receiving, ain't the poisless mikvah. That will not invalidate a mikvah. Could go in, for example, hasiloi nois the pipes shahamayim nimshachem, that water flows through them. Av bishu meruchavim beemtsa, even if they're wide in the middle mekabel and water is received over there, ain't poisless a mikvah. That will not invalidate a mikvah. Bein shayu shel matechas or shel cheres, whether it's made out of metal or earthenware, because not made for receiving. Halacha gimel. Regarding vessels that were connected to the ground. Hasheke shebasala, a trough in the stone of the ground, in a place less a mikvah, does not invalidate a mikvah, the fisher in the keli, because it's not a vessel, because it's attached to the ground, it's like the ground itself. But regarding, it was a vessel, but it's just connected to the bedrock, place less a mikvah, that will invalidate a mikvah. Even if it was connected with lime, because since it was a vessel before it's connected, the connecting does not nullify from the status of being a vessel. Now, nikva milmata, if it just developed a small hole in the bottom, or from the side, kishveferes anoid, like that of the hole of the tube of a flask, ksher, it's going to be valid. Then it's not going to invalidate mikvah because it's not considered as a kli. Halacha dalt, halakech kli gadol. If someone takes a large vessel, could go in chavis gadol, a large barrel, or a large trough, and he makes a hole in it that would purify it, that it's not considered halachically like a vessel anymore. And he connects it to the ground. And he makes it into a mikvah. It's going to be valid. Because just like it's not considered a vessel anymore regarding the laws of tumah, so too regarding the laws of drawn water, it's not considered drawn water, it's not a vessel. So too, it even continues in pakak as a nekev, and the word in pakak is important. If he closes up the hole, besid, or vinyan, with lime, and with some building materials like these pebbles that are used for building, which are inferior in the paisel, it will not invalidate because the sit in the and these pebbles are not going to be so effective. So therefore, the water that gathers inside of it is still going to be mikvah kasha. But to some, if that's more of a secure, if he closes it up, the sit of a gypsum with lime or with gypsum. Then a dying place is a mikvah. Then it's still going to invalidate the mikvah. In other words, not only is it going to invalidate the table inside of it, but the waters inside of it will invalidate a kosher mikvah. But until you make it attached to the ground, or you build it in the structure. Now, or if vim haylicha gaba aretz, if you have the water go on the ground, or gaba sit on top of lime, umedech betit menat staden, and you smooth it with lime, with cement from the sides, then there is a kasha, then it's going to be kasha, because then it's considered like mechubber, like karka, like as if it's attached to the ground, then again, it's also not going to be considered as a kli for that reason, and then it's going to be valid. Halachei Duram continues regarding a board or a pipe that causes the water to flow into the mikvah. Hamanich tavlo tachas atzinim. Someone puts a board beneath the pipe. Varei mayim nimshachem ala tavlo b'yerdin l'mikvah. So the water flows on the board and it goes into the mikvah. Imhoi la tavlo daifin, if the board had walls, had a perimeter, so it's a vessel. Or is a place else in the mikvah that invalidates the mikvah? From love of not in the mikvah, it's not going to invalidate it. Zukofer, now if he stood it right up, which is vertical, tachas atzina beneath the pipe kedeladicha to wash it off, then af bishesh l'devin, even if it has a wall, in the mikvah, it's not going to invalidate shadar aso al kabel, because it wasn't made to receive, and if it's not going to invalidate as if it went through a vessel. Halacha vav, hachaitit batziner, if someone carved out in a pipe, makam, an area, l'kabel ba'atzeroides, because there's pebbles that get in the pipe, so that it should be like a pocket to receive the pebbles, and miskagu mamayim that are rolling around the waters, k'dishalei yaridu mamayim, that they should not come down with the water. So imhoya atzina shel eitz. So if the pipe is made out of wood, v'chofer b'kosher, and it was dug out a little bit inside of it, yeah, places can invalidate. Shadei kol mamayim shiur, because all the water is going down. Boim mitoch kalish, and that's the kabbalah, is going through this quote-unquote vessel that's made for receiving for the pebbles to go inside of it. Even if it was attached to the ground after it was carved out, it had a status of a vessel before it was when it was still disconnected. So it would be invalidating. But if let's say it was first attached to the ground, and then one carved out a receptacle, then anybody would not invalidate because that was already considered like part of the ground. Now, if it was a pipe of earthenware, then it's not going to invalidate until you have in that carved out area that it can receive a revius, which is like the measurements of the earthenware shards, as Ram says, Now, even though the area in that carved out area in the pipe filled up with the pebbles that roll around inside of it, it's still going to be invalid because the indicus is not like it's closed off. But if it goes into the area where he carved out offer, it gets filled up with earth or pebbles, and it gets impacted and it's closed up, and it's very tightly sealed, and now no water is really going inside of it, here's a kasha, then that would validate the mikveh waters. Halacha zayin ketinas regarding with vessels that are filled with water in the mikveh. So hasvoig, a sponge, vahadli, or a pitcher, which we're talking about where it has a narrow opening, so the waters are not really mixing with the mikveh waters, they're just touching. So to the sponge, the water doesn't all spill out into the mikveh. If they had three lugamayim, b'nof of the mikveh, and not the water, but the sponge or the pitcher falls into the mikveh, lo pasulu, that's not invalidate the mikveh. Shalay omru, ela shleish lugan shenofel, because they only said if three lugan fall in, lo kli shenofel by mayim shuvim. Not a vessel that has three lugan that falls in of mayim shuvim. It has to be the actual water falls in. Halacha ches, hashida v'ateva shebayam. Different types of boxes or containers that fall into the sea. Ein mapil mehem, one cannot table in them. Unless it had holes like the size of the tube of a flask that's considered connected with the waters of the sea. Now, if it was a basket or a sack, then one could immerse in it because they have very wide holes and it's all considered connected to the waters of the sea, even if it doesn't have in every hole. And so let's say someone puts a sack or a box beneath the pipe. For the water that draws from them does not invalidate mikvah again because that does not make it into mayim shuv. Halacha test gistir tameya, a broken earthenware vessel that's tummy shebetecha mikvah that's in the mikvah usfasa lamala min hamayim, and now the edge of it of the shard is sticking out of the mikvah waters. Vetva b'hakim, and then someone immerses the kelim inside of that shard. So tada mitumasim, so it purifies them from their tumah. Because the water in the gister is connected to the mikveh waters. Aval, but, kishigbim min hamayim. But when you take it out from the water, achem ba'avir agister, now it's in the ear space of the gister, meaning the part that's sticking out of the water. Ah, mistame hamayim sha'al gabam. So the water that's on them is going to become tame ma'avir hagister, from the ear space of the gister, because an earthenware vessel becomes tame from its ear space. So the water that's on the vessel is not considered connected to the mikveh. And therefore, v'chayis metamayisim is going to go and contaminate the vessels because they were geyser on liquids that it should be metamei kelim. Now, a person still gains by toiveling it because it removes it from the severe tumah that needs sundown and it receives the tumah derabban and the mashkim which does not need sundown. Now the Rambam continues regarding a spring that comes from beneath an oven. If there's a spring that's coming out from beneath, an oven that's tummy. And the yard b'tovah b'techa, so someone goes into the oven and he tevels into the spring that's coming into the bottom of the oven. So who tar? So the person becomes tar, because he does not become tummy from the oven, and he's teveling in the mikveh. But the yad of tameis, but his hands are going to be tummy me'avar ataner, from the ear space of the oven, because the chomo goes specifically that once yedayim, one's hands become tummy from the ear space of a kli cheres, as Ram says in Hilchas Avos HaTumas Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, which is one of the 18 gzeris that Beisham may overpowered Beis Hill, and they made this gzer. Only if, let's say, the water goes above the height of the oven, the height of how much his hands are. So when his hands come out of the purifying waters, they're going to be above the airspace of the tamei tanner. Shenim says that it comes out. When he immersed, his hands are above the oven. She'en kli cheres mistar b'mikvah, because an earthenware vessel does not become purified in a mikvah. So therefore, the oven remains where it is tumah. So even though there's water inside of it that purifies the one who immerses in it, but again, his hands will become tummy if the waters are not above the above the oven. Kamish Brown, like I explained this in Perek Alfim Lechaskelem, Halacha Gimel. Halacha Yudram continues regarding if it falls into the sea. So chavis melei mayim, a barrel full of water shenafel yom that falls into the sea. Afel yom agol, even to the Mediterranean Sea, which is obviously huge. Hatoy b'lasham, some of the immerses over there, lo yosol tefila, the tefila is not going to be affected because if shleish lugan shleib makamech, it's not possible that the three lugan are not going to be contained in one area because the drawn waters stay in their place, and therefore you're going to have three lugan of water that invalidate. And moreover, even the kikar shel truma shenafel l'sham, even a loaf of truma that subsequently falls in after the tummy person tables himself, nitba b'mayim hashuvim, that loaf of truma is going to become tummy from the drawn waters, which became tummy from the person who was tummy who touched it when he went to table. Shadei hamayim ayim l'sham, because the water is stationary over there. Avon on the horus v'kiyitzim, regarding rivers and things like that, hoyvam m'shacham, since the water always flows, there is a tavashim person can table over there because again it already flowed away. Halacha Yidav continues regarding drawn waters that are on the side of a mikvah. Mayim shuvim shayi b'tzad a mikvah. Drawn waters that were on the side of a mikvah. Afa b'shamayim noigim b'mei a mikvah. Even though the waters are touching the mikvah waters, lo yifasalu, they did not invalidate them. Meaning, even though it touched before, it had 40 saw in the mikvah. Neshim ki mikvah, some of the mikvah is like a mikvah near a mikvah. But hayi shuvim b'emtza, but if the shuvim were in the middle, then place them as a mikvah, that would invalidate the mikvah. As we said, the halacha of shleish lugan. There's two pools, one above the other. There's a wall between them. Now the upper one is filled with kosher waters. The bottom one is filled with drawn waters. Now there's a hole in the wall that's between the upper and the lower one. If there is opposite the hole, three lugim of drawn waters from the bottom one, that will invalidate the upper one. Because like as if the hole is in the middle of the upper one, not on the side, and we said when it's in the middle, it's going to invalidate. How big does the hole have to be that there's going to be three lugan opposite it? So everything goes according to the size of the pool. If the lower pool, which is old drawn waters, had 40 saw, so it has to be that the hole is going to be, has to be one of 320th of the pool. If it was only 20 saw, so then the hole has to be, has to be 1/160 of the pool. Where, as Rambam says, and go ahead and calculate according to this calculation, which it's a saw has 24 lugan. 40 saw, therefore, is 960 lug. Comes out that 3 lugan is 1 from 320 of 40 saw, or 1 of 160 of 20 saw. As Rama says, "Shasa shisha kavim," because the saw is 6 kavim. By kavim, the kavim is arba lugan, the 4 lugan. By lugan, the lug is shisha basin is 6 eggs, which that's parenthetical because really we're not discussing here regarding the measurement of a lug. It's just explaining this measurement of the saw and the kavim and the lug. Halach yidal shleisha mikvayis ebitzad zeb. There's 3 mikvayis, one on the side of the other one. B'chalech mem esm saw mechvans. Each one has exactly 20 saw. The echem mem shav mitzad. Now you have one of them that's drawn waters, which is on the side. The other shloshim and tavul shloshim. Now three go down, and they each three of them immerse themselves. The ner muhamayim mekulam, and then because of the immersing, the water goes up from all of them. But the sovim amal, now they're mixing on the top. Hamikvoyz kasherim v'tevim tarim. So the mikvoyz are going to be kasher, and those who immerse are going to be tar. Why? Shari nasa kol shishim saw mehen arbog kasherim zebitzad zeh. From all these 60 saw that are mixing now on the top, you have the 40 that are kasher, one on the side of the other one, which are a shir of a mikvah. And they're connected. And although the third one is also connected, but that's drawn waters that's on the side, which that cannot invalidate a mikvah that's 40 saw, like we explained already. But the drawn water pit was in the middle. The yard of the tavel behem and their mamayim and the sovah mikvoyz. And again, the same thing. The three of them go down. They immerse themselves and lifts up the water. And now the mikvoyz are being mixed. So the mikvahs are going to remain as they were, meaning those which are kasher are kasher, those which are drawn are going to be pasul. And therefore, those who are immersing, because neither one of them has 40, they all have 20, are going to be tamei kashoy, they're going to be tamei, those who immerse themselves as they were. Because the 40 saw of kosher are not mixing, in other words, they're not mixing direct, rather it's going through the pasul one in the middle, and even so, it's not going to invalidate the kosher ones, because the pasul is only coming through flowing, not by being poured in, and the kosher is more. But it's not going to be valid for those who are immersing the fish in Zebesad Zeb because they're not, the kosher ones are not one inside of the other ones. Shashav Matul Benem, because actually the drawn water one separates between the two of them. The difference is not going to be valid in that case.